This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This week, love is in the air, which means we can't let shame stain our hearts. And recently we were talking about how great God's love is and that it's more than enough to endure all of our stuff. And when I think about God's love for me, I also think about how much I love myself. And I've been pretty open before about my struggles around my own self-worth, which in my opinion are directly linked to one's ability to love themselves. And some of that comes from struggling with certain aspects of my past, even if that past happened 20 years ago. And what I've learned is a failure to forgive myself can directly impact not only my ability to love myself, but to love others as well, and to be a good loving example. In other words, a shorter way of saying that is shame from the past can put a stain on the heart. So I've been working on that whole piece of self-love, and I've understood now that my past had a purpose, and it's important to embrace the beautiful along with the ugly. And if we do that, we understand that it is all a part of God's plans for our lives. And so this scripture has helped me on this path, and I cling to these words. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose for them. Romans 8:28. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, release any shame that might be staining your heart.